Get in the zone. This is the Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever you're listening to this podcast right around the world, a very warm welcome to the Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia. I'm your host, Gary Lowe. This week, I was in the Northern Territory in downtown Palmerston. Someone came up to me and asked, hey, what's the name of the podcast? And I said, the Yellow Ball Podcast, get involved. Well, of course, this week I was down at the 2019 Masters Indoor Cricket National Championships, which isn't remotely anywhere near Palmerston. If you haven't already noticed, each week the podcast opening changes to something in a different area each time, wherever some random indoor cricket centre is located. Last week I said I was in Salisbury and I couldn't very well double up again. Yeah, you'd hang me up by my thumbs and accuse me of being unoriginal, and my sensitive nature just couldn't handle such things. But if you are keen, mind you, on a comprehensive wrap-up of the Masters National titles, we've released an additional episode this week purely focused on those championships, which we, of course, would highly encourage you to listen to in conjunction with your regular episode. First of all, Juzzy, we have a Michael Clarke update.
Oh, please. What's going on?
Now, this is not a drill. This is not a drill.
Don't get me worked up and then leave me hanging.
Mate, this is fair dinks, okay? So, we've been in contact with someone who knows Michael Clarke.
This is a bit like 6 degrees of separation.
Well, that's
it?
Exactly what we talked about. Episode one, when David Shepley was here, Hall of Famer, we talked about that. So, we know someone who knows someone who knows Michael Clarke, and that's exactly where it's gone through. So here's the scoop. Clarkey's currently in England,
yeah,
where the World Cup's being played.
Yep.
But through the lines of communication, we've got to someone who is his media person, and once the World Cup's complete, we might have the big man possibly coming on the podcast.
This is the best news ever.
Now, we're still a little way away. You know, think of the dartboard. We're about 20 metres away. We're trying to hit a bullseye. So there's still a little bit of heavy lifting to do, but we're in contact with him. We can definitely, this is the other thing I can assure you as well. M. Clarke has been told we'll fly anywhere in the country to see him, and it can be any time, any day of his choosing, doesn't matter when, we will go to him and all we need is 10 minutes.
Maybe, nice little spot on the beach at Bondi might be good.
Mate, be quite picturesque perhaps. So that is the update with Michael Clarke. It could possibly be a thing.
Awesome. It's a good thing.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's see if it happens. And, of course, keep on harassing Michael Clarke too. Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is, whatever kind of handle he's got, keep chasing him.
Harassing,
you know what I mean?
Him, man. You don't want to harass him.
But it'd be a good grab. Love you, Michael. Love you, baby. Anyway, moving along with Yellow Ball Podcast bits and pieces. Of course, it's been a monumental week of indoor cricket action. Yes, there was the Masters Championships in Adelaide, but we also have the National Indoor Cricket League, which visited the National Indoor Sports Centre in Campbelltown. And boy, oh boy, doesn't that centre look an absolute picture. I'm not sure how old the sports centre is, but it surely can't be very old at all. Very reminiscent, I think, of Casey Stadium in Victoria. It just looked $1 million. And in tonight's game for the women's division, we saw the MacArthur Raptors green side tackle the MacArthur Raptors black side. And on the men's side of the fence, the MacArthur Raptors took on the Castle Hill Cougars. So Clint Indrill was our man on the ground for the Yellow Ball Podcast this week. Clint's the premier indoor cricket caller in New South Wales. And he's called some really large-scale events, has Clint, including the 2018 National Indoor Cricket League Final Series in Adelaide. So from all of us here at the Yellow Ball Podcast headquarters, a big thanks to Clint and his co-commentator Dave McDonald for their efforts. We've warmed up the engine. It's now time to make this little kitty purr as we get cracking in with the Yellow Ball Podcast.
We interrupt this podcast for a shout out to our indoor cricket sponsors: Sportscast, the official broadcast partner, and Burley Seacombe, the official ball supplier of the National Indoor Cricket League.
Well, an extremely entertaining game of indoor cricket indeed, with the Raptors green and black sides duking it out. Look, it was in a finish that could only possibly be seen to be believed. Raptors Green got home over the Raptors 79-76. They somehow managed this with one of their batting pairs scoring -1, and the Raptors Black had actually progressed past the Green's total. But the Green Machine, well, they pulled out a win for the ages. Talia Doon in a player of the match performance, taking 3 for -8 in the 16th over with figures of 3 for -4 overall. She was also the highest run scorer for the entire game with 22 coming off her own stick. Her and Grace Pooley combined tremendously well, I thought, for a skin of 37 in the first innings, which really kept the Green side alive after that disaster of the batting partnership of -1 in the second skin that was. Clint Indrell caught up with Tracy McGrath from the MacArthur Raptors after the game.
I have the vice-captain of the MacArthur Raptors Black, Tracy McGrath. Tracy, good evening.
Hi.
Talk us through the game. So a very exciting match tonight for the viewers. Obviously, you must be disappointed with the end results. What were your thoughts on the performance of Raptors Black?
I think we started off really well. We probably let the first skin get away a little bit too much, but then we fought back real hard in the next two skins. And then, unfortunately, we let the last skin get away a little bit. But I think, all in all, we bowled and fielded pretty well to our plan, so we're pretty happy with that. Yeah.
Very good. And yes, I can see this year, obviously, you've got a number of new players in your team. And I believe it's your sister in the team, is it?
Or yeah, her first live stream game. So she was pretty nervous, but I got to bat with her. So that was a good experience. Yeah.
Fantastic. It's funny, actually, in the coverage, you'll notice there's one part in the match where I think you're bowling and there's a chance hit to your sister who misses the run out. And we were commenting that might be an awkward moment around the dinner table, but
she'll pop it at home later, but that's all right.
Very good. Where do you think you can improve? What's the plan for the upcoming matches?
I think probably just towards like that last skin, making sure that we stay up in the field and not letting them get away, make sure that we're switched on for every ball. And then with our batting, probably just our communication was a little bit poor and just making sensible decisions to play a down up instead of going for the back net shot. But yeah.
Okay. And what about for yourself this year, Tracy? What are your aspirations for the season? Are you playing any representative cricket this year? And what can you tell us about that?
Well, my last year of junior nationals was last year, so this year give Opens a go. So I think that'll be different. Which Hayley's going away to Opens as well, so that'll be good. I haven't played with her in a little while. Looking forward to that.
Okay, so you're in the Opens team this year?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Year. Yeah. That's a great achievement. When is your tournament?
I believe it's in 3 weeks' time.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And how would you rate the chances of your Opens team in that competition?
I think that we should do okay. We've got quite a lot of experienced girls that have played Opens for a few years, so I'm hoping we'll be okay. We should be fine.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's very good. And I wish you the best for that tournament. Talk me through some of the new players you had tonight in the Raptors Black team. So there's a few names I hadn't seen before. Do you want to talk me through some of those people?
Yeah, so Dami and Hannah, they both play first grade outdoor for Ghosts, Campbelltown Ghosts. So they were good to have come and play. And then we've got Lexi. I'm pretty sure she's new to indoor this year as well. She's in the under-17s in South Wales team, I think, this year. So, yeah, she was good to have as well.
Thanks very much, Clint, for bringing us all the action from the NICL New South Wales Women's Division. The team to beat in that division really is the Mid-North Coast Mavericks, and I certainly look forward to seeing what happens down there in New South Wales. Now, onto the men's division.
Cricket, the classic Aussie game that we love to play anywhere we can. The beach, the backyard, the local park, and if you're lucky, the MCG. It can even be played indoors. Indoor cricket is a fun, social and quick game that can be played all year round. And it's for kids and adults of all abilities. You only need teams of 6 or 8 and everyone bats and bowls. Join an existing competition or start your own indoor cricket team. Visit playcricket.com.au to find out more.
In the men's division, the MacArthur Raptors ended up running out reasonably comfortable victors, 106-66. Our man on the ground, Clint Indrill, caught up with Christian Messier from the Castle Hill Cougars.
How are you feeling after tonight's game?
Oh, a bit dejected. We thought we'd put on a little bit better performance than that tonight, but MacArthur, they just outplayed us in all facets of the game, and we know where we need to be in order to beat them, so it's a long way to go.
Yeah, certainly MacArthur Raptors, very strong team here in New South Wales, one that's obviously going to be extremely hard to run down in that New South Wales division. Let's put that to one side for a moment. What was your thoughts on your team's performance, the Cougars? I thought that tonight, you know, there were some really good pockets of play in the fielding, some really good pockets of play in the bowling, probably four or five overs in the field that cost you guys. I thought fielding stand was actually good pretty much the whole night. Batting was good for probably, you know, eight overs and fell away a bit at the end when the heat was on. But I'm more interested in your perspective. What's your view on the game?
I thought we started pretty well. I mean, Mitch Hines and Greg Connor started off, you know, playing some good shots, but obviously we bowled good lines, middle and leg line. And I thought that, you know, to keep them 22, I thought was a pretty good effort because they probably averaged between 30 and 35. But I think we sort of just fell away a little bit with our bowling and not having proper plans and just not bowling the right lengths. I mean, we just gave them too much width outside off, which gave them easy down-ups, and just didn't bowl enough areas to sort of cramp them up and create some pressure on that front court. So we know where we need to be a lot better than that. And we've got to be consistent in our four pairs when we're bowling and fielding. With the fielding, I thought we were scratchy at times. I mean, the service was okay, but it's all about being clinical. And when you play against the Raptors, they're clinical 100%. And they're just structured, and we've got to be structured. So we've got to go back to the drawing board and get back in that training net and work on some things.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about structures and those sorts of things. I mean, obviously, MacArthur have been just so dominant in the past few seasons. What do you think that the Cougars and other clubs need to do to bridge the gap? What are the sort of things you think
The foundations, I think it's just the structure of the club and the fact that they've got a great junior base coming through. So they've got a lot of juniors throughout the area in the MacArthur region. They play that outdoor cricket, but they also play indoor cricket as well. So they enjoy indoor cricket, so they want to play. So I just think that in order to get more kids in our area to build and take some of those kids to play outdoor cricket and build, especially these young colts, and sort of structure these kids to play from the future and build from the, I feel, from the bottom up. So these junior kids coming through that you build and, you know, from the time to time, give them a taste of Prems, from Premier League, play in ICL and play. I mean, everyone wants to play this level. So this is where you want to play the best and you want to beat the best. So it's all about foundations at the bottom and working your way up through the great.
Mm-hmm. I thought your performance was very, very good tonight, Christian, but also thought I was very impressed with Hardacre and Vickery with the bat. They looked in huge trouble early in that first pair. Yeah. And then for them to get to 26 was a fine effort. Thoughts on that pairing?
Kyle Vickery ran his first year in first year playing indoor cricket. He plays second grade for Hawkesbury. So
right.
He's adjusted from the outdoor to the indoor, which he's loving it this year. And he's a prime example of what I'm talking about. They're getting guys from outdoor to give him a taste of indoor cricket, and they're enjoying it. And he's improved out of sight as the weeks have gone on. And you saw tonight with Daniel Hardacre how they battled from negative eight in the second over, come out on 26 runs to get the skin. It was a major effort. So
yeah, I thought it was a lot of heart in that, and I think there's a lot of heart to be taken out of your performance tonight as a team. You know, you've fallen 40 runs short, but
yeah.
I thought the performance probably justified a bit better than that.
Yeah.
So there's some shining lights. I thought Brad Bullivant was really good with the ball as well. He seems to have come along a bit.
He's come along with some bounds. I mean, he's played open for the past 2-3 years, and he's sort of, you know, he's come from being his second grade indoor cricketer to an opens level indoor cricketer, and he's come and made some bounds. And he's put the hard work in, and he's reaping the rewards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all about achievements, really.
How's your team doing in terms of the training and things like that? So what do you guys do as a group?
We haven't been training lately. I mean, it's hard to get, obviously, with the inflatable world and stuff like that, it's hard to get qualified
yep.
with midweek cricket. And obviously, guys who own indoor centres prefer to to get money out of playing matches during midweek and giving the guys a free court for hire. But we were just trying to get some free court sort of train as a team. We haven't had actually that opportunity to train as a team. So I thought that's sort of hurting us a little bit.
Yep.
So we're trying to rectify that, and hopefully by training as a team a lot more often throughout the season, it's going to make us all more competitive. So.
Yeah, very good. Tell me this. I mean, look, I look at you as a player, and I look at, you know, the guy back in 2012 that was probably just on the fringe of being just in our Premier League team at Wetherill Park. Yeah. You know, just on the sort of fringe of just being in the side. You're a good bowler, a decent fielder. Your batting was a bit shaky at the time. You've obviously improved to such an extent, probably one of the most improved, if not the most improved player in New South Wales, such that you're obviously established yourself as one of the best players in New South Wales now, making the Opens team, performing really well at national carnivals. What have you done over the years to improve your game so much?
I just think it's hard work. I mean, obviously, it's just making the effort, training, hitting balls, bowling balls, fielding in the nets, putting in hours. I mean, if you want to get results, you need to put the effort in. That's what I did. Back in 2012, when I was at Wetherill Park, I'd go in between my work, take time off work to go have one-on-one sessions and work hard. I know where I needed to be, and I did that. So I think you need to put the hard effort in. So hard work pays off, but you got to keep working hard. Otherwise you can't stay at that level. So thanks for that, Clint. I appreciate that.
No. Look, it's just everything that you deserve. And what's next for you, Christian? I mean, what are you hoping to achieve in the game this year and in years to come?
Well, hoping to knock off MacArthur, that'd be the best. But I just want to bring some kids up. Obviously, bring the young Colts up, or anyone, you know, wanting to play Premier League and really give them a sniff and build this club to be competitive throughout the years and longevity and have that club culture of winning and just playing as a team and be proud for the club you play for. I love indoor cricket. I love the sport. I wish it went back to the glory days, but anyone can wish. But I just, I just want indoor cricket to thrive and my club to thrive. That's it.
Thanks very much, Christian. It's been great to talk to you. Unlucky tonight, losing 106 to 66, but great to hear some insight about you, your team, and where you think things are headed. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, look, what really actually impressed me about the Cougars' run chase was the first batting pair of Kyle Vickery and Daniel Hardiker. They were put right under the pump at the start and were reeling at -4 after the first over. Puts them in a pretty dark place, but they came back strong and showed some good fight, or what they'd call in England, a bit of bottle. And I was really quite impressed with that. They walked out with 26, which was the highest skin out of the entire Cougar outfit. So I thought it was a brilliant performance from both of them this evening. We'll now cross back to National Indoor Sports in Campbelltown, where Clint Indrill is standing by with Mitch Hines.
Mitch, welcome and good evening.
Yeah, g'day, Clint.
Talk me through tonight's performance. What's your assessment of the Raptors' performance?
I thought it was okay. We haven't played a lot of cricket as of late, so it was good to get out and have a run around on a pretty good facility. It's still a bit of a work in progress, so we've obviously got our targets in sight. We know where we want to head. The boys have been training pretty hard, so we're getting to where we need to be. There was some really good individual performances. I thought Jaden Simmons batted exceptionally well. Him and Jared Burke, they put the bad balls away. Greg Connor, I thought, batted quite well for all of the six balls he faced thereabouts. And then there were a couple of other guys. I thought our intent was better. So the first couple of games, we just hadn't shown a great deal of intent with the bat. So I thought our intent was a bit better. And the fielding, same deal. Like, good in patches, some good touches, but still not as clean as what we need to be to compete with the top sides. And with the ball, again, it's handy to have some pretty good fast bowling options. Chris Lawrence was outstanding with the ball. Luke Webb, I just didn't really see an opportunity to bowl him early. I actually know what he's capable of doing, and he sort of showed us in the last pair. That's what Webby does. But Matt Panicasio, bowled exceptionally well again. A couple of us, still got a bit of work to do, but it is early season, so I think that's our third NICL game. We've still got a few players in and around the squad. It's quite a large squad. Very tough to manage 160 points. But, we've obviously got guys like, Nathan Rennie, Ash Patterson, Dan Taylor, Phil Burke, Logan Whitelaw, who plays in the under-21s. So we've got a lot of options, which is good. So I think it'll just be about rotating through the squads and just playing a good, positive brand of cricket.
Very good, Mitch. I wanted to talk to you a bit more about the Raptors in general. Now, I mean, to be fair, 5 to 6 years ago, you guys were the easy beats in the Premier Division in terms of, if I've got to be honest with the listeners, that when I was back at Wetherill Park, I don't think we ever lost to the boys from Narellan. But what's happened in the last 3 to 4 years is for me, truly remarkable. I mean, last year you guys were grand finalists in the National Indoor Cricket League, probably the best team all week. Unfortunately, didn't win it the last game. I would say that's probably the most significant achievement in New South Wales indoor cricket, probably since the New South Wales Opens won in 2003. And look, from an outsider's point of view, it seems that you've been a very significant figure in this massive shift to becoming what is most definitely the most dominant club in New South Wales and probably now one of the most dominant in across Australia. Talk me through the transformation in this club and what's been your role in the change.
Yeah, thanks for the positive comments. But I suppose, I was 6 years ago, we all played indoor cricket as a bit of fun and mostly started as a group of cricketers, as most of us are, quite confident, arrogant players and weren't really adept to much change, and we would probably not take the sport as seriously as what we should if we wanted to be successful, and hence we weren't getting the results and, things kind of fizzled out a bit. And there's been a lot of guys behind the scenes who have really pushed this club to get it to where it is now. Guys like, Jared Lewis, Matt Jance, Brad Thomas does a lot of work. So there's a lot of guys that do a lot of things and have some conversations and help with the structure outside of the players you see. But essentially, we were fortunate to come into a setup where since the inception of the NICL, we had access to some different forms of cricket. And I remember first off, I think it was about 3-4 years ago, even guys like Luke Ryan, Brock Winkler, Vinesh Bennett, Matty Flores played a game for a Newcastle side, and we're watching these players and they looked very weird in what they were doing, and I thought, who are these weirdos and what type of cricket are they? What type of cricket do they think they're playing? But it wasn't until you actually saw them actually have quite a bit of success, and you actually have to analyse them and understand why they do things. And we had to look at that and incorporate a lot of those structures, positive structures, into our game, and slowly evolve our game over time. You're not just going to go full 180 and change overnight, but we've sort of developed our team into almost a hybrid cricket / indoor cricket team now, and it's essentially just about playing the percentages and doing the simple things and really breaking down the 1% in the game. But and since the NICL concept, obviously we've gone away and had the opportunity to play in a tournament where we get access to a lot of other teams, and ACT and Queensland lead the way when it comes to the style of cricket, and you've seen that in the results in the Opens. I think they've won the finals between themselves, I think, at least the last 4 years. There's some strong Victorian sides as well. But again, you look at these players and look at what they do, how they play, and just incorporate a lot of their positive structures into what we do. And we actually need to just create our own positive brand of cricket. And now we believe we've worked out a formula that works for us. And now it's about us just improving that, leading the way in the state, which I believe we're doing. And we're hopeful that the rest of the teams can follow suit. And, we can hopefully have a good, strong competition in New South Wales and continue to be challenged and move forward as a group.
Now, that's excellent, Mitch. And it seems like, as I said, just sort of on a second point of that whole conversation, it just seems like your role has been very significant in taking this team forward. Obviously, it seems like you've kind of come to the helm about 4 years ago. You're obviously captain of the side. But it also looks like you've done quite a bit behind the scenes as well in getting this club to to where it's at. Is there anything else you wanted to add about that and your role on those things? Or?
I suppose as captain, you're in charge of running a lot of creating a structure and running a lot of sessions, and you're sort of the go-to guy. But essentially, I think it's about communication. And I talk to my players frequently. I speak to them, through the week, and we work out a formula that works for our team. And then we try and roll that out across the club to help improve the other individuals. And we've got a really good culture at our club. A lot of the guys buy in. We have a few guys turn up, watch our games, and understand the different style of cricket. In New South Wales, a lot of the centres are quite, more old. The nets are a little loose, so it really does encourage that expansive style of game. But you need to be conscious of also playing the percentages, and when you do play against those better players and better teams who don't give you those loose balls, you really need to make sure you're doing the right things or making the right decisions. But I think I'm just one part of a functioning cog essentially at the club. There's a number of other guys that do their job, which allows me to take control of my team and help again roll the structure out for the club that helps us see a bit of success.
You talk a lot about structures, and you talk about structures in games and things like that. What sort of things do you mean? What sort of things do you talk about?
Yeah, so we have a very simple game plan. And our batting plans, our bowling plans, our fielding plans, are just very simple. And we essentially are doing the same things over and over again. And like anything, the more you practice it, the better you get. And, I'm a stickler for being, clean and tidy in the field, and the little things that don't go to plan, we need to make sure that we're looking to improve. So our structure doesn't change, which is why I do continue to repeat it and push it onto our players. But every team captain, I suppose, needs to work out a structure that works for them, I suppose. So I'm confident ours is working for us. With as you say, we started 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, being not a very strong side at all, to having a little bit of success in New South Wales. So we're just going to continue doing what we're doing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And one thing that's really impressed me about this club is that you've created your own, of recent times, MacArthur Indoor Cricket League. You've called it the MICL for short. Talk us through that competition. How's it going? What have you seen so far?
Yeah, so in its foundation stages, obviously, but we just really want to try and create access to a really good standard of midweek indoor cricket. Midweek indoor cricket in New South Wales has kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit over the last few years, to a point where a lot of our players aren't all that interested in playing. So we just tried to create a competition and align with some of the local clubs in the area to hopefully bring in a few of the better cricketers. New South Wales is a cricket-dominated state. There's not many players that play just indoor cricket and don't play cricket. So we have to really adapt to that, and we're trying to align with a lot of the local clubs to bring their cricketers in, spread them up with some indoor cricketers, and much like I learnt from these, so-called weird players, now all these cricketers that come into our setup are essentially watching our players, the way they go about their indoor cricket, and hopefully they can then make the adaptation to create a good standard of competition, which can hopefully evolve and move forward. And to do that, you need to show it. You need to live stream it. You need to set up access where guys can actually see what you're doing. So, again, we're only, I think, four weeks in now. But, I think it's a good starting point. We've had good buy-in. We've got 8 teams. So we'll look to continue to move that forward, hopefully, and create a strong midweek competition where our players can get a good hit, and obviously other players in the area can learn a good positive style of indoor cricket.
And what's been the standard like so far? And what sort of players and what sort of people have you seen coming into this MICL or this MacArthur Indoor Cricket League?
Yeah, no, so what's been good is we've had some buy-in from some local clubs. There's been some local, some first-grade players who've played at Campbelltown. I've had, guys like Luke Webb, Jared Burke, Jaden Simmons have all bought in, who are all first-grade cricketers at Campbelltown. guys like that have come into MacArthur structure just simply from actually seeing what we do and wanting to be a part of it. So now they're helping with the MICL to encourage others to come in. So, and we've obviously got a good mixture of players through our squads. Most of my side plays in the MICL to just help promote the sport.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Mitch. And look, I think this competition has huge potential, a potential that, you know, it could really be the best you know, midweek competition we've probably seen in, you know, maybe even in 20 years. I think we've got, just looking at the foundations of what you've created and the strength of the club you've got, I think this has got something that could have many, many years, many, many good years to come. So, and great to see the streaming already. How have you found, has that been relatively simple, the streaming, and have you been getting much interaction from people on that so far? Or?
Yeah, there has been a bit of interest, actually. We've had a lot of positive comments from especially guys in the local area. The whole technical aspect of it, that's Brad Thomas's area, that definitely not my area of expertise, but I mean, yeah, it seems pretty simple. He sets up a laptop, he's got some sort of technology that puts the scoreboard in the top left hand corner somehow, and
that's
about the extent of my knowledge when it comes to live stream. So I think the next step for us will be obviously to get some commentators down there to call the game, so it might be a vacancy or two.
No, it's great to hear Brad's doing such great work at getting that available to people to watch on Facebook, and I've tuned into a couple of games myself, and it's looked fantastic. So
yeah, cool.
It's really good to see. That's pretty much it for tonight, Mitch. So look, thanks very much for your time here on the Yellow Ball Podcast. Obviously, you're a legend in MacArthur Raptors folklore. We've got many people on the Facebook tonight calling you the honourable Mitch Hines, or the mayor of MacArthur Raptors. So
I wouldn't go that far. That's a bit generous.
No, thanks very much. And obviously, MacArthur Raptors winners tonight from 106 to 66 against the Castle Hill Cougars.
Yeah, thanks very much to Mitch and Clint for bringing those wonderful insights to the Yellow Ball Podcast. In particular, the steps that the MICL has taken. That's the MacArthur Indoor Cricket League. I think it takes a lot of courage and bravery to put on a competition of that nature together. I've got no doubt there would have been a lot of people who maybe perhaps thought about it, but no one with the gusto and drive to actually get the project up on the wheels and roll up the sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty. So congratulations to MacArthur. It's wonderful to see them really get invested into seeing the sport grow and getting New South Wales back into the hunt for more regular NICL and national titles victories.
The Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia.
Well, that's all from us here at Yellow Ball HQ. We certainly hope you enjoyed the episode this week. Again, many thanks to our friends in New South Wales, not only for turning on such a wonderful display of cricket this evening, but for being mega supporters of the Yellow Ball Podcast and providing us with those outstanding interviews. Special thanks to Clint Indrill for his efforts. If you haven't done so already, please head back and check out the Masters special episode that was launched just a couple of days ago. Even if you don't participate in the Masters, I've got every belief that you'll find it not only extraordinarily entertaining, but might pick up a few tips and tricks to add to your own indoor game. Before we see you next week, head over to iTunes right now, subscribe, give 5 stars and leave a lovely comment. We'd certainly appreciate it. That is your mission for the week, should you choose to accept it. Well, folks, thanks for your company. And that's all for now from the Yellow Ball Podcast.
You've been listening to the Yellow Ball Podcast, proudly supported by Cricket Australia. Get in touch with us anytime, yellowballpodcast@gmail.com.